Hey, welcome to Totem Talks. Today we're going to be chatting about building positive communities and answering some of your travel dilemmas.
On today's episode, we're talking about all things travel related, why we love to travel, how we plan our trips, and how we travel on a budget.
I'm Ava, I'm a student and travel blogger from Scotland, and I love to travel in my summers and in my weekends and just whenever I can, really.
I'm Holly, I'm a student and I also love traveling and sharing my traveling on social media.
So when did you get the travel bug?
I feel like lockdown was really what changed it for me. Like, yeah. I turned 18 in lockdown and I was like ready to start just doing little trips with my friends after school. And obviously we couldn't do anything. So when I went to uni, I realized like COVID was kind of coming to an end. And I also had like free time, a little bit of money. So within like 2 months of being at uni, I booked my first solo trip to Edinburgh.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I just like want to start. And like, I feel like as soon as you do the first trip, it goes downhill from there.
You get addicted.
Exactly. What about you? When did you get the travel bug?
I in lockdown as well. So I used to watch like so many like travel YouTube. I was always like watching like all these videos online and stuff. And then I came across a channel called Flying the Nest. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No.
They're like Australian YouTubers. Okay. And I binge watched every single episode. Like I did it like for the whole of COVID. I just rewatched all their vlogs and stuff. And I think because they visited countries that weren't like on the radar as such, more kind of underrated and like hidden gems and stuff. And I think just like seeing all that just made me like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to travel and just like go to all these places. So where would you say is your like favorite place you've been to?
I would say Cape Town, South Africa. Like it was such a spontaneous decision. Like, I mean, the flight was booked at 7 a.m. We flew the next day.
My God.
It was like unexpected. So I didn't have any like expectations of it. And you arrive and it's actually the most beautiful city. Like you're surrounded by the mountains, you have the sea, it has like everything there. It yeah. was just such a cool thing. And I really liked that I didn't know what I was doing when I arrived.
Like
I
didn't have no expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Like when I do the city break, I normally like plan every hour. Whereas this one, I turn up and I was like, wow.
You're like, what do I do now?
Literally, I was like, where am I? But wow. What about you? Where's the best place you've been?
I've got a few. I'd say maybe Italy for one. I think Italy's just so diverse. Like you've got like the mountainous regions, you've got like the more city, like the kind of old town and stuff. I went to the Cinque Terre in the beginning of the year, and that was like gorgeous. That was so nice. And then I think my other place is Iceland. I did like a road trip through the Iceland Ring Road.
It's literally my dream.
It was amazing. It was so good. We spent 5 days and it was just like seeing all the waterfalls, and I'd love to go back. It was amazing.
I love that. I'll need your itinerary, definitely.
Yeah, I'll send you over.
Thank you. What would you say is like the best thing you gain from traveling?
I think definitely the people you meet. I think traveling lets you meet like the most like-minded people to you. I've met some of my best friends from traveling. Actually, the majority of my friends I've like met from, they're all over the world. And then just all the experiences you get to do and stuff. What about you?
Yeah, I'd definitely say the same. Experiences, like things that I can't do just staying at home. Like, you know, I will go away and be like, oh yeah, I was on a beach with penguins, or I got my scuba diving license. Yeah, like, you can't just do that staying at home.
It's the best stories you get to
exactly.
tell.
Exactly.
You'll come home and you'll be like, yeah, this happened. And everyone back home's like, what?
Like, not to be morbid, but I know that if I did like die tomorrow, I'd feel like I've made the best of at least the few years that I've had.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel like. It's one of my favorite things is making the best of life.
Yeah, definitely.
Rather than just like letting
and making
it
all the
by.
Memories that you can like say to your grandkids, like, oh literally. God, just let you know I just did that.
Like when I get those photo albums out and they're probably like, I'm not interested, yeah. but I am.
I print off all my photos as well. I put them on a scrap because it's so nice to just like flick through and be like, oh yeah, remember when I did that?
Literally, I keep every ticket, like everything yes. is put in a book.
I've got like a whole folder of like just receipts and like random like ticket stubs. And so one of my favorite travel memories is that I was sitting in my uni flat with my two friends, and we're wanting to go skiing, and we're looking online, and there's only like one like indoor ski club in Scotland, but it was closed. So as you do, we're like, okay, like what places abroad can we go skiing? So we're like just
naturally.
looking on Skyscanner, and the flights to go to like, I don't know, Italy or Andorra, like the ski places were quite expensive. And then we're like, okay, we need to like hire the ski gear, so it ended up being quite expensive. And then one of my friends was like, oh, we can go to like Grand Canaria for like £20. And we're like, I was like, I'm free this weekend, are you free this weekend? And it was like totally last minute, and then we just ended up booking the tickets. And then we like went no plans. We ended up going this really good hike and like got this, oh, it was amazing. It was such a like last minute, like spontaneous holiday, but it's like, why not? If you have a free weekend and the flights are cheap,
literally,
just do it. Like, why not?
Exactly. It's so much better than a night out, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a similar like favorite travel memory that it was in my first year of uni and I'd just come back from Edinburgh like that day, like got off the flight, came home, was speaking to my one of my flatmates who'd have been to Barcelona the same weekend. And we were about to like, people were speaking about like, are we going back into COVID? Like, is there going to be another lockdown over Christmas? And it was the Black Friday weekend. And I know this because we were like, Skyscanner, we got £5 tickets to Venice, like £5 each way.
£5?
£5, like £10 in total, there and back.
Oh my God.
And so we were like, yeah, let's just book it because realistically, if we go back into lockdown and we can't fly, like we lose £5.
Yeah.
We booked a refundable Airbnb that was like £20 a night, which in Venice is unheard of.
Yeah, that's.
And we ended up going. The flight was empty. Like, we had rows to ourselves, and on Ryanair, you know that that's a luxury.
Yeah.
And so we get there, like, the best memories. It was just so nice just wandering around Venice. It was empty. The weather was lovely.
I'd love to go to Venice as well.
It was just so good. And, like, we didn't expect it to actually ever happen. So it was, again, like a wow, we're actually here.
You went in with no expectations, and then it was like all exactly. expectations met.
I feel like when you have expectations of a place, like, Paris is a really good example of this. Everyone goes and they're like, Paris syndrome is such a thing because yeah. you arrive and you're expecting this magical thing and you realize actually it's just a city. Whereas if you go with no expectations, I feel like that's when you fall in love with the place properly.
That was me when I went to LA. So I did Camp America last summer and we went all around the US. One of my favorite destinations was Chicago and we went into that with no expectations at all. Absolutely loved it. I'd definitely move there. But we went to LA and I think it's such like a built up like idea. Like it's like LA, it's amazing, it's all this. And it was like really like, it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. Like we went to like the Griffith Observatory for sunset. That was amazing. But then apart from that, you're like walking down the street and it's just like dirty or there's like, and you're just like, this is not what I expected. So like if you go in with like all these like hopes and dreams, it's like, it doesn't really, you don't meet it all the time.
But yeah, exactly.
Going in with like no expectations at all, that's when
we're excited. And I feel like sometimes, I'm not saying like you shouldn't do tourist destinations, but like some things get hyped up so much that you don't have like a genuine experience.
Yeah.
It's like we went to Maya Bay Beach this year in Thailand, obviously one of the most beautiful beaches in the world, but to like get it at a quiet time, we like arrived on the island, like we were like some of the first people there at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
But like the sun wasn't even up, so you didn't have like the sun over the water and you only get like an hour time slot. You can't even go in the water and there's just people everywhere, even at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, but I mean like it was a good experience, but I feel like it wasn't authentic, which I really think you get when you don't have expectations of things. You just stumble across something.
Yeah. But I think with that sense as well, like a lot of destinations that you see on social media or on like Instagram and TikTok, it's like, it really is expectation versus reality.
Oh, 100%.
Like you go and like you see videos and it's like completely like dead, it's quiet, like nobody's there, you've got like the beach all to yourself, and it's like, and then you go and it's like packed, and then you have to like pay for like all these hidden costs, like to go in the water and to do like all, like just like things that you just didn't,
yeah,
it
no,
wasn't
definitely.
On your radar before, and you're like, this is not what was like online.
Like social media is a highlight reel, like you have yes. to remember that when you're traveling, that 100%. You'll see things and no one's showing them carrying a, like a 40 liter backpack up a full flight of stairs on the way to the hotel.
Yeah.
Would you say that travel has helped you build a community?
Yeah, 100%. I think that, like, as I said before, like traveling helps you meet like the most like similar people to you. Like you're all on the same wavelength. You all like want to do the same things in life. And it's good because throughout traveling, you meet people from like all around the world. It's good and bad in some cases. Like mm-hmm. it's good because it means that you always have a place to stay. Like you can like go down and see your friend, or like if you go to a country, like I've got friends in Australia, I've got friends in the Netherlands. Like if I go there, I've always got a place to stay. But then it's hard because then I'm like alone on like the weekend, and like, hey, are you free tonight? But it's like I can't really say like, do you want to come over, because they're in Australia. Like, what about you?
I would say in some ways I've built a community, a very small one. I met my boyfriend very early on into uni, and now we travel together. Like since I met him, it's just the two of us. So when I travel, I don't really socialize, I just like spend it with him. But in some ways it is like my own little community.
Yeah.
But even when I was solo traveling before I met him, I went to Edinburgh and Madrid, And I was in the hostel and I just didn't speak to anyone. I was like, I want my alone time. Like, I'm here away from everyone.
But sometimes it's good to do that, though, because then you get to, like, experience it on your own. And I think you learn a lot about yourself when you travel.
Oh, 100%. I feel like I've learned a lot through being by myself. And you also do things that you genuinely want to do rather than feeling like maybe someone you've just met has suggested something, so you say you have to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, oh, like, certain things I don't like doing, certain things I love doing. Like, I don't really drink, so in some ways not meeting people and feeling like I had to go out and socialize afterwards was nicer, and I can just be in bed by 9 and wake up for the sunrise.
Yeah, exactly. That's the good thing about solo travel, is that you can, like, do it on your own itinerary. Like, you don't need to, like, rely on someone. Obviously it's amazing to travel with other people, but when you travel with other people, it's this sense of, like, they want to do this, so you're like, okay, I'll do this for you, and then you do this for me. Whereas when you're solo traveling, you can just, like, be like, wake up and, like, I want to do this today. Or you can wake up and be like, I don't want to get out of bed until, like, 2 p.m. You're like, okay.
Definitely. I feel like there's pros and cons of, like, solo traveling, but as well as, like, traveling with friends. Like, when you travel with people you already know, like, you obviously build amazing memories with them, but then it's very hard to be like, yeah, I don't want to do that with you.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're by yourself, obviously you do, like, you're on your own schedule.
Yeah, but I guess that's good with you and your boyfriend, because, like, you probably know each other quite well, so you can, like, bounce off each other. And also, like, imagine that. Imagine, like, when you're old and, like, have your grandkids and you've got, like, all these memories.
That's
to
my,
like,
dream.
Like, we've been to, like, all these places together. We've done so many cool things. And having someone like that to, like, experience it with as well is just amazing.
It is so nice when you, like, think of a place and, like, it makes you think of the person. Like,
yeah,
I really like that.
That's really cute. We're just going to go for a little ad break now, but when we get back, we're going to be answering all your travel dilemmas.
Welcome back. We are now going to go through some travel dilemmas that you have sent in. We're going to pick our favourites and go through and hopefully help you out with some advice. So first of all, what do you think are your favourite travel destinations for students on a budget?
I would say, I've got two. I'd say either Prague and the Czech Republic. So if you're, like, into more of the nightlife scene, they have a really, like, cheap drinks. There's also, like, a lot of history in there. There's the old town. There's quite a lot to do. So yeah, I'd say definitely Prague. Or Milan in Italy, mainly because I feel like from wherever in the UK you are, flights to Milan are really cheap. Like, you can get them, like, you've got, like, a few destinations. They're always just going to be, like, cheaper flights, and Milan's just one of them. So I definitely go for Milan.
Yeah, I agree. I did Milan in first year because cheap flights.
And even, like, Lake Como, which is near Milan. So Lake Como is, like, classed as, like, a really expensive, like, destination. I got return flights to Milan for £30 and then a £4 train to Lake Como. Like, it doesn't need to be expensive. If you know where to look, it doesn't, like, have to be. And even if you just go for the day.
And as long as, like, you're happy to put the time into the traveling, like, you don't need to get a taxi. Like, public transport is your best friend. 100%.
Definitely, yeah. So the next dilemma is, do you have any advice for students who want to travel whilst also studying?
I mean, I'm very lucky with my timetable that I'm only in 2.5 days a week. So if you have a timetable like that, use the rest of the week. If you don't, like, student life, we're in uni maybe 24 weeks of the year, I think I have classes. Your summer will start in about April, and just make the best of it. Like, particularly before that peak summer holiday season starts, get a flight and make the best of, like, January as well, because places are really cheap in January.
Yeah,
kind of, you know, sometimes I've submitted an essay on the way back from an airport, but you know, you kind of learn that you can get things done while also making the best of traveling.
Yeah, I think it's all about balance. Like, if you're, like, kept up to date with your uni stuff, and then if you've got a free weekend, just, like, get flights late on a Friday night and come back late on a Sunday night, and then you've got, like, a few days there, you know. And I think definitely, like, summers as well, like, you're never, once you, like, leave uni and, like, go into, like, maybe a full-time job or something, you're not going to get, like, a few months off every single year to travel. So definitely make the most of that.
How do you find cheap flights and hotels when you're traveling?
Skyscanner.
Of course.
I think we were both on the same page with that one. Skyscanner is, like, the best way to look for flights. And also, so Skyscanner have an option where it's, like, an everywhere option. So you can select the destination you're flying from, and then leave the destination you're traveling to blank and just put everywhere. And then in the month, you can do, like, the whole month of October, say. So you can choose the airport you're flying from and then look for the cheapest places to fly to from that airport within the whole month or something. And then it can come up with, like, ridiculously cheap flights.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, Venice for £5 was
exactly
incredible.
That is insane.
That was exactly through Skyscanner.
I think I've got a lot of flights for around like £30 return. That's like my kind of average. But then it kind of like, I get spoiled almost because then I see a flight for like £50 like return. I'm like, oh, that's so expensive.
Oh no, I'm literally the same because Stansted is my local airport, so everything is cheap there. Yeah. So if I'm looking at something out of Gatwick, I'm like, £40 return, like that's insane.
I know, a bit steep. And I'd say I'm like always last minute.
I think I am too.
I think you get like, it's like that window that if you book and it like a lot in advance, it's cheap. And then if you book like midway, it gets more expensive. Mm-hmm. And then if you book like really like close to the time, then it's like really cheap.
I feel like you also have to know when the deals are coming again, like Black Friday.
Yeah.
Turn your like Ryanair, EasyJet, yes. Turn those notifications on because they'll send you an email with the deals on. Yeah. And the same with like
Boxing Day sales as well.
Yeah, Boxing Day and like the post summer when they're trying to like promote their winter destinations, yeah. Like winter sun destinations. Yes. Yeah. Make the best of those.
Yeah, 100%. So the next dilemma is, I'd love to go on a solo trip, but I'm a bit nervous. Any tips or advice?
I would say one of my favorite things is Hostelworld has a feature where you can like be added into a group chat like a few days before you're going, and you can literally see like who's going to be in your destination at the yeah. time. So you can in advance like know who is going to be in that country, even if you don't know anyone, like you're not going with friends. You can like get an idea of maybe meet someone for a drink or a dinner, like anything like that. And that group chat is really helpful when you're like at the airport and you're like, oh my goodness, what if no one wants to speak to me? Like you can do that in advance.
Even Facebook groups as well. Mm-hmm. I'm on quite a lot of, like, even if you're, like, you're a solo female going and you're quite nervous about that, there's so many solo female travel groups. There's so many, like, both genders, all genders, like, travel groups that you can go on, and you can just even put a message on there and say, hey, like, is there anybody in this destination at this time? And you'll find a lot of the time, a lot of people will be like, yeah, I'm there. Or even if they're not, they'll be like, yeah, like, give you, like, lots of recommendations and stuff. So I think Facebook groups are definitely the way to go. And Hostelworld.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like free walking tours when you first arrive in a
100%,
city,
yeah.
One of the best ways, because you're going to meet people that are in that place, probably solo traveling or maybe in a couple of small groups.
Yeah.
And then you get recommendations. Like they will always tell you, this is the local food you should try. This is where you should go later that we didn't have time to cover.
Yeah.
Like that's a really great way to get your bearings and to kind of meet other people that are looking to also get their bearings.
And a lot of hostels do that as well. Like if you just go to a hostel and then they'll usually have like a board up or they'll have some sort of like Instagram page where they'll put all their events on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, like majority of them, I'd say, do free walking tours. And it's a great way, as you say, to see city and to meet lots of people that are just like in the same boat as you. So,
and it's free. So,
and it's free.
I really want to travel after uni, but I feel pressure to go straight into a career. What do I do?
Travel. Just travel. Like, I think once you finish uni, you, depending like if you go into uni later or not, but either way, like you're gonna be young. I think use this time. This is the best time to travel. You've got a few years out. There's no rush to go into a career. I'd say just do it.
Yeah, I agree. One of my favorite phrases is money comes back, time doesn't.
100%.
And like you don't want to get to like retirement and realize that you haven't done anything, because you're not going to do the things you want to do now when you're retired. Like, yeah, you can go on like a nice little weekend break, yeah. But it's not the same. Like, I was speaking to my grandparents last night. I was telling them about like some of the trips I have planned, and they were like, just make the best of it. Yeah. Like, take every opportunity, do it while you're young, because like,
never
we can't
be
go and do
again.
That
yeah.
again. Yeah, exactly.
Make the most of your time, like, while you have it.
I agree 100%.
You don't want to like rush into a career. And some people, like, that's great. Like, they're very career driven and stuff. But if like you're unsure, you don't want to, like, you're not going to regret traveling. 100%. You're not going to go on an amazing trip, meet so many new friends, make the best memories, and then be like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. Like, you're not, like, it won't happen.
I agree. And, like, all your experience, all your, like, your degree or whatever you have is still behind you. You're never going to lose that just
because
you take
a year
out.
Yeah, you'll still always have that qualification.
And some, like, interviewers will actually ask you, what do you do for fun? Like, what's your favorite holiday? Because they want to know that you have a work-life balance.
Yeah.
So I feel like in some ways they will look at that in a favorable way, because see that you value your personal time as well as your career.
And I think a lot of companies even look for you to have traveled, because mm-hmm. it means that, like, I think traveling really matures you as a person. I think the most maturing I've done is just been like by going on trips, and the most life lessons I've learned is like by traveling.
You learn so much more traveling than in a classroom.
100%.
I will stand by that every day.
Yeah, definitely. So the next dilemma is, my friends don't want to travel to the places I want to go to. Do you have any advice aside from going solo?
If you're not comfortable with going solo and like just being by yourself, you can book on like group trips. They basically offer them to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And there you'll meet other people that are solo traveling that also want to gain a bit of confidence. And maybe like if you're looking to do like a big Southeast Asia trip, you do your first like 2 weeks in a group, you're going to meet people in that trip that 100%. Then are going to stay on and you can make the plans with them.
Yeah.
Or like you've done Camp America, so yeah, feel like that's a good one.
Camp America, I did this, I've done it for 2 years now. And it's like, I think it's one of the best ways to meet friends. You like everyone there is like so like-minded, you make like the best experiences. And then once you finish Camp America, majority of the time is that you'll meet a good group of friends and then you'll go and you'll travel to all these different places and everything. But I think when you travel solo, you never really travel solo.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're always going to meet people. You're always going to like have that group, like community sense. Like it's never like 100, maybe if you want it to be.
You and your boyfriend.
I know.
But even like when I was traveling solo in Madrid and I didn't want to speak to anyone, I was just like sat eating my hummus and bread or whatever it was. But and some guy came up to me and was like, do you want to do something?
Yeah.
Like, hi, like, do they just speak to you even if you're like not approachable person?
The opportunity is always there. And like if you're in hostels and everything, like you always get people coming up to you. And like even if you're not that confident to go out and speak to somebody, 99% of the time somebody will come speak to you.
100%. Even if you're sat there like by yourself, like headphones in, someone will still come up to you.
You've experienced it in a sit
there. I know
shop.
This. I've learned. I want to plan a weekend trip, but I have no idea where to go. Do you have any suggestions?
I think the good thing about living in the UK is that you can go anywhere in Europe for like on a budget.
Yeah. I would say like just put Skyscanner everywhere for the weekend you want to go. Find the cheapest one. Doesn't matter if you've heard of the place or not, just go.
That was literally my like for a lot of places. I'd be like, okay, I want to go away somewhere this month. I don't know where. And the reason, the way I'd figure out how of where to go is that just wherever was cheapest.
Literally. Because like, I feel like when you become older, maybe you're not necessarily going to, like when you have a family, you're not just going to be traveling to like the cheapest city break.
Yeah.
So make the best of it now, because I feel like places you don't expect, like we've already said, will always surprise you and you'll find hidden gems anywhere.
Yeah. And the places that like are cheap to fly to as well, like they're so underrated. Like you'll go there and like have like, you're like, I never knew this was here. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you have any suggestions for places to go in the UK?
Okay, I go to uni in London, so maybe I'm a bit biased, but I think everyone needs to do a London trip.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to do the touristy thing. There is so much. I've been there for 2 years now. I'm still exploring. Like, there's so many parts of London I've never been to, which is crazy to say.
Yeah.
And it's actually, like, fun to do the tourist stuff. Like, I worked on the river cruises over the summer.
Yeah.
And, like, you learn so much. Even though I lived there, I'm like, wow, that's so interesting.
I never knew that. Yeah.
Exactly. So I do think London is, like, a really good one. Obviously, it's expensive to stay. Otherwise, like, I did Bath in my first year for just like a day trip, like got the National Express at like 5 a.m. But it was really fun to just explore somewhere that I didn't really know.
Yeah. I would say Edinburgh as well.
That was my first solo
trip. Edinburgh is really nice. It's a really nice city, really friendly, really safe. And just like a good, there's quite a lot to do as well, I'd say.
I feel like every city has hidden gems in it.
Yeah.
Like I would also say if you have friends from school or something, that they'll be spread across the country. Go and stay with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like reading week of my first year, I went around all my friends. I was like, I'm coming for a night, and I would just hop between cities to see, like, explore their side of uni.
Yeah,
because it's so different from your own.
Yeah, and I think one place I'd really like to go to, but I haven't been yet. I'd really like to go to Brighton. Have you been?
Yeah, because it's like a quick train drive from London. Yeah. So I've been quite a lot.
I really want to try go there. I think that might be on the radar for next year.
It's a nice day, definitely. Yeah. What country would you visit again?
Definitely Iceland. I think it's very expensive, which is why I haven't gone back recently. So when I first went, it was actually a school trip. So it was kind of like much cheaper. We did it as a big group of us, but it was like amazing. But I really want to go back and just like hire like a camper van and just like road trip the whole like, but it's quite expensive, which is why I think I'd leave that until a few years down the line. But also Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Italy, there's so many different places you can go to. I've only been to like a few cities throughout, but I'd love to go to Venice. I'd love to go to like Tuscany and everything, like Dolomites and all that.
I feel like Italy, you're never done there. Like you can always go back to the places you've been as well.
Yeah. And it's always like a different like experience whenever you go. It's like so diverse, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
What would you say?
I think Thailand. Like I went for, I think we were only there for like 10 days because it was just like after uni. And in 10 days, you don't see anything. Yeah. So there's like an entire country that I haven't been
to. With Thailand, I feel like you do need like a month or 2 months.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And it was like, because I did think, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go because I know we can only like scratch the surface.
Yeah.
I was like, at the same time, I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity.
Yeah.
So we went and it was really cool to explore. And now I know like, I'm not necessarily interested in going back to Phuket. I didn't really like it. It was a bit too touristy. I love Phi Phi Island,
for next time,
which I feel like is controversial. People don't really like it other than the Maya Bay Beach tour.
Really?
But I did my scuba license there, so that was the best experience. We stayed for 6 days.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So I'm like, I would 100% go there. But like all the north of Thailand, I would love that.
Yeah. I think... I don't know what I was going to say.
Do you have any tips for staying safe while you're traveling?
I'd say the main thing is that if you have an iPhone at least, turn on your Find My iPhone. Because if your like iPhone's like linked with your family and everything, then they can like always like kind of have an update of where you are. I remember I was in New Orleans, and I have my Find My iPhone linked to my parents, and like I find it quite hard to like, I mean it's not that difficult, but to text my parents like every single day while I'm traveling. So I think by this point I hadn't texted my parents in a few days. And obviously they like just checked Find My iPhone to see where I am. And at this point I was doing a swamp tour in New Orleans. So they didn't know where I was. And then they checked Find My iPhone and I was in the middle of a swamp in New Orleans, like the outback of New Orleans. And then they were just like, what? I was like, it was, my mom called me. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? She's like, oh my God, I thought you just got like, something happened and you're like, got your body dumped in a swamp in New Orleans. I'm like, no, I'm okay, I'm still here, sorry. But yeah, I think definitely that's a good thing, just for like back home's reassurance. And then just keep your wits about you, I think.
Yeah, I feel like gut instinct is the biggest thing.
You'll always trust your gut. Yeah,
like if you wouldn't do it at home, I feel like don't do it abroad. Like living in London, it's almost like solo traveling sometimes, like when I go out and I'm exploring by myself. So I feel like you become very aware of people, like on the tube. I know if someone's sketchy and they come up and sit next to me, I will literally do the whole like run into another tube carriage if I feel uncomfortable. Like I would never walk around by myself at night if I didn't feel like it was a busy area or there people were place where other travelers were.
Yeah.
Is I feel like, you know, it's just sensible things. Like you know how to keep yourself safe in reality. Like don't question your instincts.
Yeah. And I think another thing is that if you're like in a city that you're not fully like comfortable with and you're like using your maps on your phone, if you have your earphones, just put like one earphone in and then just listen to the directions on your phone instead of like walking around like with your maps like, oh, where am I going? Because then it'll just like draw attention to you. Whereas I mean it's not like it wouldn't draw a huge amount of attention to you, but just like if you want to like, if you're like worried about that, just put one earphone in and just listen to the directions and then just like follow along, because then it like you act like a local, you kind of know where you're going.
Definitely. I feel like another one is keep your valuables like close to your body, not on the outside of your bag.
Yeah,
one of my biggest fears is to lose my passport, because I mean, you know, that's obviously quite bad. So I will always keep it like either in like the laptop pocket of my bag, or if I have like a crossbody bag, like on the inside pocket.
Yeah,
so it's not, if someone opens my bag, they can't grab the things that actually are going to cause me issues.
Yeah. And a lot of backpacks as well, they have like on like the kind of inner bit like of your back, they have a pouch so you can put in like your wallet, your passport, your documents and stuff. So it means that like if somebody was to go in from the outside your backpack, they won't have access to all that stuff as well.
Or you're going to feel it if someone's like trying to open that like next to your bag.
Crawl into your bag. We hope we've helped answer your dilemmas and highlighted the importance of helping each other out. But before we go, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I feel like I said earlier, money comes back, time doesn't. Like, 100%. I mean, don't put it in yourself in a position where you can't, like, afford food or accommodation, whatever it is. But, like, live while you're young.
Definitely,
like,
yeah.
You're never going to regret doing something. You will always regret not doing something.
Yeah, 100%.
Anything else? Or did you disagree?
No, I'd say as well, like, don't care what other people think. I think I used to be so, like, self-conscious about, like, posting on social media and doing like all that kind of stuff, and now I'm just like, I like just post what you want, like express what you want. Like if you've gone on a cool trip, post it. Like
100%. I feel like my social media is almost for me more than it is for anyone else.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think I've realized that in the past few years.
It's literally like a scrapbook, like a digital scrapbook. Yeah. I love that.
It's like all my travel posts. I'm just like, dump, dump, dump.
Literally, like my Instagram highlights. I love that.
Yeah. It's so like nice as well to make like aesthetic highlights as well.
100%. If you want to find a tribe of your own, head to Totem Talks and take the quiz to be matched with discounts perfectly suited for you.
We really hope you've enjoyed this episode and be sure to keep an ear out for more Totem Tribe Talk. Be sure to head to We Are Totem on Instagram and TikTok for some more updates.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found something we've said useful.
Something we've said.
Something we've said.
At least one thing.